Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, some of you may think this is weird, but I loved it. I've been wanting to talk to a psychic medium for some time now, but never knew who to trust. I learned about Nancy Matz through a friend of mine and decided to take a chance and call her. I learned about my children, my job, and other fun mystical stuff. I was so impressed. She was right on with so many things. After talking to Nancy Matz, I walked away feeling great. Call her, 916-773-1657 or nancymatz.com. That's nancymatz.com.
Well, good evening. That's the loveliest lady. She had come to me for a reading. Her name is Lisa, working for KFDK in Sacramento, California. And she called me back and said, Nancy, I would like to create an ad for you. Well, so flattered, most beautiful voice. And she talked me into putting an ad together for Coast to Coast AM out of Sacramento, California. And it does play off and on. One of my favorite shows, and you know, I make quite a few references to a lot of different segments that George Norrie, Art Bell, and I am put together. And today is September the 15th, which is actually amazing. There's a couple things while the chat room gets busy. Usually I like to wait until hello, everybody. Karen, hello. Kathy and Allie is in here. Let's see, guest 1879, Denise in Florida. Is that correct? Anyway, and guest 18, well, we have a few people in there getting quick. Andrel, A-N-D-R-E-L, and Miss T, I love talking to all of you that come into the chat room, and in a few minutes, I'll start answering questions, and if you don't mind, please put a question in cap. If you chit-chat back and forth in the chat room, unless I put my glasses on, I don't always notice right away as I'm looking at the switchboard and seeing this call has come in. So I would like to talk a few things, and then as the room fills up a little bit and everybody's on board, then we'll start talking. During the week, I always allow myself to be open to what's going to be next. And I did catch up with the Blog Talk Radio front page, and I'm listing those topics that I briefly cover. And some of you have asked wonderful questions, and I've been able to partake some of the spontaneous information I get during the week. And someone had asked me, there's two things that came up. What did I know and believe in the 2012 forecast of the end of the world, or the Mayan calendar and their projection of the end of the world? And it just happened that came on the heels of George Norrie continually asking people of notoriety, from numerologists, astrologists, to people who are high-end psychic or near-death reincarnation type peoples. And those reincarnation events where people go to, well, I'll just say leading past life regressionists in the field to plug one group over and over is probably not very fair. And they progress to future. And over, when I read people and they seek my counsel, I'm seeing more and more children being born. In fact, I'm talking to a gal, and I see them down the road moving here and moving there. And life does continue. So I don't see the end, as everybody's predicting, planetoid asteroid coming and hitting us and wiping us out. Yeah, I have to admit, hello everybody, Miss Ryder, guest 1900, that we are in end times as we are aware of it. If you have noticed, we've had unfortunate hurricane activity, and Ike, who just came through, did a similar, not as bad as New Orleans, but terrible destruction. And if you look and step back and witness what's going on in the rest of the world, from AIDS to other 2004 or December, I think we had the terrible tidal wave that hit the West Indies. But anyway, hundreds of thousands of people are leaving our planet in groves. And just today, Lehman Schusterman of New York is going through a bankruptcy. We have another group being bought by Bank of America. As we are knowing our lives today, it will change. And even today I'm hearing people say, Nancy, you come in California, we miss your fares, we miss you doing this and that. I live 19 hours of driving on the freeway. I'm by Tombstone, Arizona, and I've had to cut back. When you think of not only the hotel room, 2 days of driving, But our world is changing. We are networking to the computer. I love my talk shows. I do website development. I've done lots and lots. And I'm developing. Hello, we almost got this room full of all the people that usually show up. There's 14 so far. Gentleman that has given me music for my website, his name is Adele. If you go to my website, you'll see an emblem, Decorian Music, and he has a wonderful website, and he develops website and music. So if you're interested in some original music for your website or a show that you're put on, we had a little trouble with the feed, so I need to fix it, but he did develop two songs for me. And he's helping me put a studio together, and I'll be reading my books, and he's going to help me edit the books down so that I can offer them online with a printed copy. How many of you have some blind clients, and they have wanted me to get my book read? Well, expensive as it is, but if I'm not driving, then I can offer you this book, both of my books and future books. I may even, I do have a publisher in Tempe for my future books, and maybe I'll have to rethink how I want to do this, because if I can have you download a PDF file or get an audio book, maybe the way of the future is not publishing through publishers so much as a means of downloading or audio discs. I'm so excited. Well, it looks like our room is getting full, and we already have, I have a wonderful past life story to share with you. A gentleman from the East Coast called me for a session, and he'd only had one, if I remember right, and Keith, you can always call in or correct me if I mistake, one other reading in his adult life, and he's a young man in his 30s. He has a wife and one child, and as we finish up business thoughts, where he was going in the future for his career, he said, Nancy, what do you think about past life, and can you give me what I might have gotten? So I had to pause, and I'm going to make you wait. I'm going to answer this 516 area code and see what's going on in the room here, everybody, and Black Widow has now joined us. So I'm going to reach over here and click 516 area code to answer the questions. Then I'll tell you the past life that was given to me for Keith. So area code 516, who am I talking to?
Hi, this is Allie.
Well, hello, Allie. And
hi.
How can I help you to? Hello, dear. You're really quick, right on here. Where's 516 area code?
New York.
You kids, I'm always amazed how many calls I get from the East Coast. Sitting up late at night. I love it. So tell me, how can I help you tonight quickly? And then you can...
Really, I was just going to ask you about a past life or if you see anybody guiding me, anybody who has passed on that's with me now.
Okay, so let's just see what I can get first, okay?
Okay.
How tall are you?
5'8".
The woman I'm looking at is boxy looking, and she has square shoulders. She didn't, as she got older, didn't droop her shoulders like you see in senior ladies. And she says, I have wispy hair. It wasn't particularly long, but it was wavy and off her face. Her face is square. Her complexion is medium to lighter. She probably weighs at the most 115 pounds, but I think she was 5'3 and a half, 5'4. Sturdy body, thinner, medium to thinner arms, sturdy legs. And she does show me a dress. Now, nowadays, I am even guilty of this, of not wearing as many dresses as I used to, but she does have a dress on. So that is of her era. As young as your voice sounds, I doubt that it's your mother, but I wonder if I'm not describing a grandmother. I don't know what age. Pardon me?
Did she have really good work ethic?
I wouldn't know work ethics. I wouldn't know that. I'm just saying what she visually looks like. I want to say that she is showing me not a completely gray hair. So I don't know if that's what coloring she had at death or she's back up to show me what she looks like. She had open eyes. I do not see what I call under the eyebrow to the lid, a heavy droop. She has bright eyes, and she has a wide forehead. Do you recognize her now?
Yeah, I think the dress symbolizes fashion because she loved fashion, loved.
And so which grandma is this?
It's my aunt.
Oh, it's an aunt. Wow, mother's side or father's side?
Father.
Father's side. What was her name? Are you there, Allie?
Yeah, it was Barbara.
Okay, so Aunt Barbara represents fashion, yet I believe
majorly. She taught me all about it.
Okay, so she taught you. She makes me think that she's in your life for career. So you said she taught you fashion, but I don't know if that's what she's, that her mind is why she's in your life.
Okay.
So look at what she was good at and apply it to you. Okay, girl, and you have a great evening. Okay, that was the first
thing
I got. So, yes, nice hearing from you, girl. Bye-bye.
You too. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Let's see if there was any questions. Hello, everybody. Angel Wing has now joined us, and Creek has joined us. Authentic Living Coach. Hello, girl. And then Guest 1900. Sybil is in here. Much love and peace. Hello, dear. Astrid Stromberg is in here. So we have a nice group of people. I've gone to your websites. I've said thank you for marking me your show a favorite. I just love Blog Talk Radio. And you young people and ladies and gentlemen that have introduced themselves to me, what a wonderful way of networking. And I'm so proud of you who have started web shows and taken the time. I'm on CaliforniaHaunts.org, Blog Talk Radio, California Haunts, and we just completed another Sunday webcam where you kids can come on my site, stickam.com or stickam.com, California Haunts. All this is on my website, and you can see me. You can see, oh, that's just her. It looks just like my picture, but it's fun to see what people look like. So I think that is Frank. Let me come over here. 626 area code. I think I recognize your phone number. Who's this? Oops. He's probably trying to talk, and for some reason that didn't go completely on.
Yes, hello?
Oh, well, there you are. Hello.
Hello, Nancy. How are you?
You know, this is the second week in a row that the monsoons have not been scaring me. About 4 weeks back, you kids were listening, and I had a window open, and while, before the show was over, I had lightning and thunder, and the dog was crouching underneath my feet. It was scary. I had to pause and actually close the window because I'm sitting right in front of it with electrical wires. So for the last 2 weeks, our monsoon is slowing down, and I can sit here and talk to you kids across the nation, and I apologize. I don't mean to get excited about my weather when that terrible spike came into Texas, but as you heard as I was starting the show, I think that the transition of how we live our life now and that which will come to us in December of 2012, this is the process. But anyway, you're going through a process also. Do you have a question for me tonight?
Yes, I hired a gentleman named Silvio to represent me.
Oh, you know, that's kind of tough when you do the last name on the show. I do need first names. Give me
that
the
is first,
first
name. His first name
Savio?
Is Silvio.
Oh,
Savio,
good.
Yes.
Thank you, Savio. What would you ask about this?
Yes, I feel he's the right person. And is there? I was wondering if he's going to do a great job for me.
I think he's hungry enough, ambitious, as though he has a quick step. So I feel like he's hungry enough to want to do a good job for you. Only time will tell if he is able to accomplish that. You know, the intent is to do a good job is 6/10 of the effort. So with that, I like his energy. He feels young and ambitious. So if he's not, then he carries the soul of that. How's that?
That sounds fair.
That sounds fair enough. I wish I could read. I had a gentleman call me the other day from Sacramento involved with a law event. And my gosh, he and his mother were talking to me, and it was so difficult. I really apologize when I can't see as clear, but lawsuits, when you have so many, and this is for everybody, not just for you, you know I'm not talking to you exclusively, but everybody who's listening, when you have a law event, it's best to tell me what it's about, but not give me too much information, and then try to think of something else, like your mother's cooking, while you're talking to me, so I can get in there cleanly. It's very difficult. Frank, I always told you you would have the upper hand in this. How much or what that means to you, what you win or what you control when it's done. Good luck to you and keep up the fight, okay?
Yes, I sure will, and blessings to you always. I really
all
enjoy
right.
speaking with you. You have always have the light and the strength when I speak with you.
Oh my gosh, what a nice compliment. And and you were not paid to say that, correct?
No, no, you're I always need to call. Oh, you just gave me a chill.
Oh, I'm sorry. All right. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
One of the gals, Black Widow, I have always wanted to have a past life regression, but I've not hypnotized easily. My very first past life regression, I was very stunned, not wanting to believe in this. I come from a background where this is not talked about, nor was it encouraged. So in the very early 90s, when I got into this, I had gone to a college, at American River College, in, I believe, Sacramento area, and a gentleman had created a past life regression in a group. And I was not only astounded that he had the foresight to want to do that, but I actually experienced something that was later shared the same experience by somebody who lived in another state. She and I went to high school together, and Karen and I think I shared one other time a show where she had this dream as a child of two girls running down a shadowed hallway, and I had that experience on past life regression. That was kind of a turning point for me. But I believe everybody can be hypnotized as long as you're not trying to create a predetermined outcome. So if you go in there to be amused what can be shown to you, then it's more likely you can experience something. Angel Wing cannot hear anything. Everything is turned on. Anybody else can't hear? Refresh. Someone wrote in her. Okay, that's great. I hate to hear that no one can hear me after all this talking. Asteroid is given some information about being in alpha state. Absolutely. And Karen is putting in, you have to practice going into that alpha mode, allow your brain to get used to being in an alpha state. I'm sure that's what I do when I do a reading. Much love and peace. I must have said something last week to you because you're affirming something I told you last week. Nancy, you told me about a Hispanic man, and boy, were you right. You know, unfortunately, I don't remember what it was. So if you have time, let me know what that meant. Moonbeam, I think it's a gal named Free, I'm not sure. Nancy, can you tell me who's the spirit hanging out in my bathroom? Well, unfortunately, I think you have a few spirits in your house, and one of the spirits decides to share the bathroom with you. Very slim figured, very, very thin. I would say young teenage build. It's not a boy, but I want to say the hair is very light, and it almost appears to have a sheer, like this most sheer of nightgowns. So I wouldn't know what that is, but I do feel it's female. A few weeks back, I was helping a mom whose daughter had committed suicide by hanging, and I had gone to the bathroom. You know, we women spend an awful lot of time in the bathroom besides just going to the bathroom. I was in there for the right reason. And I was sitting there, and the young girl and her grandmother showed up in the bathroom. And I was so surprised. It's not very often that we have company. And they're not in there to gawk at us. They're in there to get our attention because of the close quarters, or it's a place of quiet. For whatever reason, this young thin female has wanted your attention. And she says, I knew I had a feeling. Let me know if you'd seen this female in your female form. Well, I suppose the Black Widow is saying about past life. Well, I suppose that is when I have my dream that comes true. I'm going to have to open up this window just a little bit more, kids. Okay. Hold on. I'm going to look for your... Okay, Black Widow says, I had a dream the other night where I was taken in the flashes back to my childhood, but I had masks over my face, and right before they could be taken off so I could see what I was supposed to do. Wow. But I'm getting something like Black Widow. I'm getting something interesting, as though I want to put a jigsaw puzzle together, not a crossword puzzle, a jigsaw, as though you're trying to figure out the pieces to be put together. I don't know, that just instantly came to my mind. So the masks, plural, you wrote on there. Those around you and you having them on your face is all the perplexities. Ooh, that came out fine in my mouth. Perplexities that are going on in your life as a jigsaw puzzle. Okay? And then I saw area code 207 come in. I want to get to that. Much love and peace. She answered me. You told me about a Spanish man that would come into my life. You said not to lose identity, and he was from past life. Wow. So he's already showed up in a week. Woof. And then to finish past life connection. Wow. Didn't know it would come in only a week. That's pretty quick, huh? Maybe spirit people knew that this gentleman was showing up, and you needed to get that piece of information. Hold your ground, stand your ground. That's come up a few times. So there's no, Black Widow, thank you. Okay. Much love and peace. I don't know who. Okay, it's what I said. Maybe I should have read that out loud. 2 days later, he came into your life, and he was much like she said. I don't know how I can do that, okay? All right, I want to go to 207 area code and see who I'm talking to. Who's this, please?
Hi, Nancy. This is Dee. How are you tonight?
Oh, hello, Dee. What state are you from?
I'm in Maine.
Oh, all the way up there. You kids call me all the time. Hello. And so how are you doing tonight?
Okay, I have a question for you. I have a man around me. I'd like to know if you pick up anything on him.
What do you mean around you? Is he a neighbor, or is he someone you're interested in, or is he a spirit man?
Oh, no, he's a real man.
Are you in? Don't give me his name, okay, because if he's listening. Curious, is he a medium complexion? Is he boxy built?
Yes.
Okay, I got him. He's what I call a moody booty deep in his mind, thinking, processing kind of a man. He is what I call a male testosterone. So I don't want you to paw all over and make a lot of demands on him. Let him pursue you if you're interested in dating him, because he has to think things over and over and over and over and over again. Got it?
Okay.
You got it?
Oh, I got it.
Is that the way he is?
Yes, so I just have to wait then, I guess.
You have to, because if you're too strong against him, then he will feel threatened by your strength. Yeah, this is a man who needs to feel worthy and show you that he can be the man for you.
Okay.
Got it? Okay, good luck, Al.
Thank you very much.
Bye, Dee.
Bye-bye.
Moonbeam has asked, are there any of the spirits negative, or are they here to help? I don't get negative, but the man, the short, boxy man in the front room, thinning hair, gray, spits, little pieces going up, he was a grandfather figure, and he was kind of a moody booty also, but kind of negative, and not necessarily negative all the time, but kind of negative. And I don't think he's there to hurt you, but he's there because he's family. So I'm not sure what his role is, okay? That's a grandfather figure there. Okay. Let me see what else is 22 people in this chat room. Guest 2062, hello. And then we have Frank, Pisces later, Jupiter. And then, I've already repeated those names. Okay. You knew there was someone in your bathroom. Oh, gosh. Thank you, Miss. Much love and peace. Ladies, I'm telling you, she was dead on, and I'm glad I was advised. You know, I don't believe there are accidents, and I have floated around and listened to many other shows, and I just enjoy it. I'm seeing a few of you flitter from reader to reader, and I've always told my gals I don't ever have jealousy. If you get a reading from somebody and someone else is presented to you, you want to cross-reference. Remember, money's important. It's sometimes you'll get two or three different directions, but getting to the same point. I was going to share with you, Keith called me, and we were talking about business, and I did talk about the child he had and the future child yet to be decided upon. And he said, you know, I'd had one other reading where the gal had talked about a past life. What do you have? And, you know, I'll only tell you what I get. And the gal came to date nervous about wanting to talk to her dead deceased mother. Do you know, she brought in a flock of people with her, one, two, three, four, at least six or seven people, and all spirit people. And one, she said, yeah, that could be my father as a younger, and the aunt, don't know her, or a grandmother. Anyways, picking up all these people, says, can't you see that woman standing there with that purple dress on or blue dress? And but her mother didn't show up. I cannot create the people show up that we want. So spirit people have egos and they have minds of their own. And sometimes I sat there and I kept saying her name out loud and went, a little sweat on my forehead. She wants to talk to her mother. I'm like, oh, poo. So I says, where are you, Peggy? Where are you? So it's amazing that as past life, as with talking to spirit people, we cannot tell people to show up. It's like someone yell at me, Nancy, you come over here. Well, let me tell you how many times I don't mind somebody yelling at me. So I'm very gracious, and I said to this young man, well, I'm going to tell you what I'm picking up. And I had told him of his being a blonde, tall and lanky. Not all American peoples during Civil War eras or any American wars all the youth of blonde hair. But this young man was of Norwegian descent, or German, Swedish, that ultra blonde. And he was a very tall, I would say 140, 150 pounds. And he was shown to me to be fighting with an older man, I took to be a father. And he'd run off with a long rifle. And the feeling I got when this was the father was quite a bit older. Now, you have to appreciate 100 years ago, a lot of women married much older men that could provide the best of conditions for raising children. And the feeling I got with this older man could have been in the 60s that this young pup of a son was running off. And I do feel if the young man was killed, it might have not been as far away as this old man did find him. And a lot of grief in that lifetime of actions not completed. And I told him, I said, now I don't know how you're going to handle this, but your wife is the father of that lifetime. And you are a man in this lifetime to continue and finish the growing up, creating to be successful. I also shared with him, and I don't always tell my men this, and I'll be real cautious, Keith, because you could be listening. And I said, you've come into this lifetime to finish warring, W-A-R-I-N-G. And I feel like sometimes it's not the battle of life, but the conquest of life and its structures. For him to have married a strong-willed, strong-minded, not controlling, but someone that would oversee him too tightly at times, I said, you have to not forgive, back off, and allow. Woman is that father who lost you, lost control of his power over you, and lost on every level possible. So the wife would not just be angry, upset, but clearly grieve if the young man, the young husband here, would defy her and do what he pleases. As a warrior youth and as an overbearing, loving father, they are finishing off a lifetime that was abruptly finished. So it isn't the conquest of life, because the older man did live long enough, but the security of life and the life to continue to keep that man as a son and in this lifetime, the husband. So even though there could be strife in the family between the two of them, I found a great deal of love. And hopefully the understanding that this was his father in a past life and now the loving wife, not as in control, but desperate to keep in her life and in a controlled environment of knowing that he could stay in her life forever. Once they get to understanding that, and probably by tomorrow, Keith, you will have that tape and be able to share it with your wife, that this is the kind of situation that I do encounter, that it's not always father-son. It could be past lovers. It could be men on the battlefield. It could be comrades on a ship sailing to America. There was a few weeks back, I saw a man, I think it was a lady who would ask me, and the only reason I thought it was not of the Americas is I was showing the Pacific Ocean, and so large, and then I saw what I thought a jettison of land, which I took to be Australia, and Australia went through a very rough cowboy and Indian Old West episode. Their clothing looked different than what we would have seen, except I would assume that there are some religious groups in Midwest that could wear the big overalls of brown, not gray or blue, suspenders with a big flop hat. And I don't know why I would get that. At one time, remember, I have to read books on cultures. I can only tell you what I pick up. And all this time, I've always, and Karen, you're in the room. You were so fun. You even admit, allowed me to talk of this. I had only got one Indian life as a youth with an elephant. I actually got a lifetime in the most densest part of Africa of a black youth and a family grouping. And every once in a while, I get in cultures that I'm not even aware I'm talking about. But until I read up books on different cultures, sometimes you can ask me about a past life, and I can only go to that life that's important to where you are today that I can recognize. So the woman who asked about a life in Australia could have been of a life of turmoil, of dedication, of poverty, or could have been a peaceful, loving, very quiet life of farming. Sometimes we don't know until you tell me that's how that fits in your life today. So well, let me, you know, we don't want to go back, Kathy, to past lives. That's really true. And I'm not seeing any other caps in here. If you did ask me a question, remember, I'm looking for caps. Okay, Denise, in Florida. This is weird, but I swear, sometimes I think my dog is a reincarnation of someone I know, and I'm totally serious. George Norrie interviewed a gal who talked of reincarnation April 17th, I believe it is, 08. So go to her website. She does bring up the possibilities that we have had lives in different forms. Since that time, George Norrie has a member. I record all the shows and play them back when I have time. And I think in the last couple of months, he had another woman on, and I apologize who it was. But the Buddhists believe we can interchange with animals. I think the person came on and said that everything on the, it's a man, it was a man. In an interview that everything has a consciousness. One time I was given a lecture, and I said, in my next life, I want to come back as a redwood tree. I would never have to go anywhere or do anything, and I'd never have to die again. So in some ways, can you appreciate how wonderful it would be to stand picturesque, tall and strong, and never have to leave your foundation as to be a redwood tree? I think it'd be a fabulous experience. Now, you may ask, what about a rock? I think that we join with anything that's living, not necessarily with a conscious. So I think we can become part of a living structure, like a redwood tree. Would you want to be a rock on the San Francisco Bay and get kicked around by a kid and a dog? Well, I can't address that. But clearly, I've already put it to the universe, it'd be fun to be a redwood tree for a couple hundred years. Then I think we have a chance to relax and repose ourselves, come back as a dog or cat. I've had a few people, I would say no less than three in the last couple of years, who have recognized mannerisms in an animal of someone who passed away, which is kind of way out there. But you know what? Who am I? I can't address that. Why not? I think anything at this point, I think most things are possible. This is a 519 area code. Who am I talking to, please?
Hi, Nancy. This is Andrew.
Hello, Andrew. And what state are you in, please?
I'm calling from Ontario, Canada.
Oh, my gosh. Hello there, Canada.
Hi.
And hello. Great connection. Would you do me a favor? I think I forgot your name already. What's your first name?
Andrew. Yeah.
And you're showing me dollar signs all around you. Is that what you're asking about tonight?
Money? Well, I don't know if you see money. That's good.
Oh, no kidding. I wish I could see money around everybody. So, Andrew, if you could ask me a question, though I do have to tell you I'm seeing dollar bills floating around you. It's not a lot of money, but it must be some money coming to you. And rarely do I see something like that. No, I'm not telling the lotto, but it must be a realigning of money, or you're going to get some kind of indication of money in the mail. So tell me, do you have a question for me tonight?
I have a relationship question, actually.
And is this someone you're dating or you're married?
Separating now, and I know it's a scary step, but it's the best thing for us, and we're still friends, and
good.
I know there's a woman at work that's interested in me, and
okay.
I just wanted to see anything happening with her.
Now, is she the brunette at work?
Yes.
Okay. I already have her. I like her a lot, but you are still a different personality type.
Mm-hmm.
Now, your wife shows me a lot, your ex-partner shows me a lot of strength, and she's grown. In her mind, she's searching out more and better and bigger. Somehow there's a stretch. The woman at work is also a strong personality. Mm-hmm. And she likes you. Are you there?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. The one. I got a little bit of a feedback, Andrew. Stay with me here.
Okay.
The woman at work is worn out from life on many levels.
Right.
And she is wanting someone to help calm her soul.
Right.
So there's something there that benefits both of you. So I would encourage her to ask her for coffee.
Really? Okay. Because, I don't know, she's just kind of very timid and she's just kind of scared. It's kind of... So I don't
know what, you're a nice man. Ask her for coffee.
Really? Okay. Sure. And,
just be friends.
Yeah. Be
start off friends. That's the first step.
I certainly don't want to get married or anything right away, so friends is good. But maybe
friendship is not scary.
Yes, and maybe if I come into lots of money.
I didn't say lots. I said dollar bills. If I said $100 bills, that would have been different, Andrew.
Right, yeah. Oh, well, I'll take anything.
No kidding. Maybe it's after you've told me what's going on, maybe some money will come to you from all the separating of everything.
Yeah.
So, okay, my Andrew, best of luck to you.
Okay, thank you very much. Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Little bit of feedback there. I hope you understood everything I was speaking to. Okay, I want to back up because I did see that something, I did have a little chuckle about the dog, yes. Yes, because we don't see something does not mean it isn't happening. That's my belief. Absolutely. Sometimes the spirit world is in action around and for us. They cannot tell us, force us, or direct us if it isn't part of what we've already agreed to do and learn in our lifetime. But they are there to help maneuver us so we will see the opportunity of which we've already designed for our lives. I do believe that Spirit has told us they have access to all time and the direction that is the best beneficial that they can already see. They will nudge us just ever so lightly and say, see, that's what you really are wanting. Go for it. And it's not they take it from us or they push us to it as much as they allow us to see clearer, in which then we can make the choice which we've already agreed to. I know that was a mouthful and I struggle with free will, but there's something going on, everybody. Just sit back and take a breath and watch it unfold. It's really helpful. I got something here. I got another call coming in, but I did want to pick up, there's someone's name, it's all past issues. Juniper, I'm not positive what you want. Maybe there are past unresolved issues. Oops, thank you. Nancy, pick up anything my way at all. You know, I'd love to know where to look. Sometimes it's very, very big, our lives. Pisces lady, I recently resigned my job. What do you see coming for me next? Oh, Pisces lady, why didn't you ask me before you resigned your job? I think this was in divine order that you resigned. I feel like that was a closure of something with your mind. So the next opportunity will encompass all of you. I think that your brain or whatever was going on with that job hurt your mind or your spirit. So I'm glad you changed, okay? I want to come over to area code 978. And who am I talking to?
This is Judy. Hi, Nancy. Thank you for grabbing my call.
Oh, my gosh, yes. I'm trying to watch both sides of my screen here. One's for the switchboard and one is for the chat room. And if you could see it, we all have to bounce back and forth. It's not what we can lay off top of each other. Now, area code 978. Where are you located?
I'm in Massachusetts.
Oh, you kids, I'm so amazed how many of you. I love it. I'm so flattered. Thank you for staying up. And I want to thank all of you kids for visiting with me. I said to somebody once, for as many years as I've been doing this, I will continue until my voice no longer is part of me. But for all the stories you give me so many great ideas for classes and instruction and to share. A lot of you have taught me so much. I want to thank you, all of you. So, my dear, what was your name, your first name, one more time?
It's Judy.
Judy, thank you for calling. And how can I help you tonight?
Well, actually, I'll tell you, life, I've been going through so many different changes in the past 4 years since my dad passed away. And
wow.
I'm a single mom, and I've had this guy in my life for about a year and a half. We've been playing cat and mouse, or maybe just about a year now. And I'm really trying to figure out if this is the one. I'm really kind of looking for some direction.
How long have you been single?
How long have I been single?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, I've never married. I have been single at least a good 17 years.
Wow. I asked because even though you share with me you want to, your soul is wavering. Let me think. Would this gentleman be listening to us tonight?
No.
Okay, so just give me the name, the first name you call him.
Chris.
Chris. He is a young soul. He's learning, he's becoming, he's evolving. He does show me one committed relationship. Doesn't matter if he was married 12 times, but one person he loved. I do see her. How many recent years was that relationship ended?
8, almost 10 years.
I should not have seen her. So you need to share with him how you feel the past has affected you and that you've grown to a place of wanting to know what it feels like to share life. And has he resolved the issues of his past and what is he expecting out of a marriage or relationship? I think
I
in this case it would be, pardon me?
I asked him that over a week ago because
perfect.
He still has unresolved issues with her. She just went through cancer and he's been helping her through it.
Okay. Do you understand where I'm going now? Do not approach a forever when I pick up that strongly someone from 8 years ago and know exactly what you asked him already just a week ago. You got where I'm going with this?
Yeah.
So you
so
can't
my
feel threatened.
My question was already answered.
Pardon me?
My question was already answered.
Yeah. Now, but wait a minute. Let me finish it.
Okay.
Give him time with this lady. The universe will not let me see her dying or surviving. So he needs to come to grips with this. If you can say to him, as much as I care for you, finish what you need with her because I'll always be here. And then you need to let him go to let him decide what he has to do.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand? Sometimes you have to let him go to get him back.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, girl?
Yeah, thank you so much for your time. I appreciate that information.
Thank you, sweet. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Do you understand, ladies and gentlemen, what happened there? What it was is that I picked up something that had already happened, but I read him first. So by getting exactly what she talked to him last week about, that's a very powerful interaction and statement confirming her worries about this man. It has nothing to do with her love for him, his love for her. It's the responsibility of someone that had ended a relationship 8 years ago that he felt indebted to. That would ruin the relationship if she pushed him at it because of fear of loss. So she can't go there. And I can't tell you if it's going to make it. I know, and I hope she's still listening, Judy, is that he has a younger soul. So he's not completely man enough to go there and not get involved. So you have to be strong enough to let him finish it, no matter what the outcome. And then he can close doors because evidently 8 years ago, it was an improper closure or he would not be in her life at this moment. Wow. Okay, kids, let's go on. Okay, let's see if I'm looking. Karen says, Nancy's my sister's age. Yes, I have the age, years. I'm, at one time, don't you all remember being the younger one in a group? And now I'm the older one in the group. Black Widow says, my cat gets weird from ghosts. My dog is a hefty 7-pound chihuahua. And even Larry, my husband, has said, do you notice the dog barking at the blank wall? Let me tell you, I have said this lady had come today to talk to her mother, Peggy, and this house is full. I'm looking up the kitchen. I'm noticing a couple people up there now. It was very crowded. I have a little bigger house, and it doesn't matter what size house you have. The more space you have, the more you'll see in house. So they are here, and I'm so grateful for the universe allowing me to see people. You know, I had struggled with cancer, and I got into this for the reason of discovering survival. Well, not only did I discover survival, and I can't remember if it was Char's show, we talked about parallel universes and multiple dimensions. That was on Stick M just this past Sunday. And I think that one of these years I've got to put a talk together, write a book, another book, call it The Cosmic Joke. I think there's so much going on, everybody. It just amazes me from moment to moment what I learn next. Freezeza. Oh, my gosh. Well, I love it, but I don't want to embarrass myself trying to say it. But here it is. Nancy, two men came into my life offering to help me achieve financial success with my website. Will they be able to get the job done? It's funny, I see two men also, one on my left hand, one on my right. There is one that smiles at you. One will be too busy with his own work. One of them will help you. The only way I can describe him, overall, a lighter look. Don't know if he's blonde or gray or light brown, a bigger person to me. The energy feels like he's bigger. Over the years, everybody, I've went through Front Page, my gosh, PageMaker, Adobe Go Live, and now I'm using Homestead. And I've always had webmasters. And I think the universe smiles and then makes us do it ourselves, because you'll find that the level of satisfaction, I tell people all the mistakes are mine, but I go on my websites every few days to make changes. And when you depend on somebody to do it for you, they seem to put you not at the top of their work schedule. So caution, I laugh, I can't pronounce the name. So as you have them prepare your website, do yourself a favor and ask how to make changes on your own. Then you will have a sense and power and control over your business. And that is very, very important. Karen, who's in the chat room, Karen, the hypnotist, we're dealing with hitchhikers. And she does past life regression work, and I'm just getting into it myself. We're talking about another web page, and it's fun to think of creating it. Now we have to sit down and do it, but we have control. Karen says, I'm so wavy to laugh along with the universe. I do believe that the more you can do, and more irons in the fire, and I got so many times, I loved work, and I was talking to a friend the other day, and all of a sudden, I felt myself 70 years old, still working. And I feel like into my 70s, I will continue to do this full-time like I am now until I'm 70. So I was actually kind of surprised, but not surprised. And Karen, I think you'll be the same way. All of us, and tonight is not one of the nights that a lot of you ask about purpose. But if you have purpose and the reasons for making your life whole and more, then you'll have more out of your life. Those that are struggling just to get up and get to work and get home and make a damn meal, create something that gives you expression, self-expression, and create websites. Everything is going to be on the computer within a few years, just like the idea of my reading my books and offering CDs, is everything is evolving that way. I kind of have some sense of things happening. I should be, well, I did. I put it on not so much on the computer. Predictions 2008, I did put a lot of that on there, but there's more to come. And I believe the next year and a half, not only the stock market went down 500 points today, Europe is now, according to my sister who works for a law firm, is going into the tip of a recession. And I got confirmation from someone on the East Coast. So that will help our dollar, the gasoline. We've got lots going on, everybody. So hang on to your hats for another year. And then we could start laughing. How's that? Okay, I want to go down. I did see some Moonbeam did ask as a follow-up. Nancy, did the spirit in my bathroom follow me from Tennessee? I don't know. I felt like this spirit had been with you. I don't believe it's part of the house. So if you've recently moved and have noticed energy from in Tennessee when you live there, that doesn't mean negative. It could be family or someone that was very close to you in your youth. I don't know. Okay. Chit-chat back and forth room. I do have a call just showed up, and I'm scrolling down quickly. Miss Ryder, I don't know what the next step is regarding real estate as a career. I do believe we talked before about that. I see you doing that. So get into it, girl. The real estate market should turn around slowly by 1.5 to 2 years, or at least people will make money on it. So why not explore that now, okay? All right, I'm going to go over the 205 area code. And who am I talking to tonight? Uh-oh. On the air. Sometimes it clicked, didn't quite get it. Oh, hold on here. Try it again. Oh, it worked. You know, I always hold my breath. I never really know when it's not going to work. I've had very good luck the last couple months. So 205 area code, who am I talking to?
This is Heather.
Oh, hello, Heather. What state is 205?
Alabama.
Oh, hello, Alabama.
You read for me about the Spanish man, but that's not what I wanted to ask about.
Oh.
But I just wanted to let you know you were frighteningly on the mark. And at the time, I was like, I don't know who you're talking about, but boom, and within days later.
Oh, my.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, my gosh, thank God she warned me.
You know, that's what I was saying when you wrote that in the chat room.
Oh, my gosh. I couldn't believe it. I was just freaked out. But anyway, that was fantastic. And you know what? Thanks for sparing me a lot of grief. But
really? Now, how did this individual come into your life? On what level?
Actually, it was weird because I just had, you had said it was a past life connection or something, and that he was going to be very controlling and possibly try to kind of force you into, you know, you used to just to stand your ground and put up very big boundaries, and you weren't sure if it was a romantic thing, but it would be really tough. And, but I wanted to let you know that you were exactly dead on, exactly about his personality, exactly about the Hispanic, exactly about everything. It was just like unbelievable. But my question is, you had just read for Judy from Massachusetts, she and I are like, I don't know what it is, but we're like soul sisters. And I got her to this show because we talk about everything. And I just want to know if we've ever had a past connection together, because for someone that I know just recently, it seems like we are just like twins almost. And I just want to know if there was a past life connection between the two of us.
Yes, there were. And I got the funniest look. So you guys spare me this. I see you with short pants and you're boys. Short pants, and I want to, unfortunately, I want to put you in an arena that's not pleasant. I see you with short pants and suspenders, shoes and socks, and you're around a wishing well. So all I got was that. So that style of clothing is European or English. The wishing well, getting water out, was there a problem, a tragedy, or were you caught up in a war? But I feel like you are children who are quite bonded. I think you were brothers. So you have to think about it. You two could have a good chuckle. Are you both masculine personalities? Is one of you afraid of drowning? Have both of you been born after the war, Second World War? Is one of you scared of planes? Got to look at the big picture. You'll get it. The gal that I went to high school with, we met at 13. In 2000, prior to that, she and I are the ones. I had a past life regression. I was mid-90s, but in 2000 I shared it with her, where I'd had a past life as a girl chasing another little girl. When I told Karen, who now lives in Portland, Oregon, about that, she finished the past life because she's had it as a dream as a child.
Wow.
So I not only believe it's possible, but we were girls in that lifetime, but of the past lives, and you'll find people like myself will say this, the gentleman that had a past near-death experience named Roy a couple months back, he and I were talking, he's in the metaphysics, and he says, the more I'm into it, the more open I am, the more flashes of past lives I get. And it's true for me also. Most of my lives I've been men, and that could explain my athletic interests, runner, horse person. And so I had lots of different lives. It comes to me, I wonder if I'm dreaming it until, and ladies and gentlemen, when you have a waking dream or past life regression, or as in a group, get it sometime, or, you know, this is why I do, call me up sometime. What I want to share with you is if you can feel it or you have a waking dream, one of them was a waking dream that came to me very spontaneously, And I was a tall, thin man, boots on, and I'm walking planks of old Western town. Now, it could be anywhere from Brazil to Australia to now. And I was a very skinny guy with leather boots up to the calf. And in the Dust Bowl era, even in Tombstone here, when it's so dirty, you step into the soot of, or sand, dirt, and it come up. And I remember thinking I was going to get dirt up above my boot. And for that thought to pop in my mind just like that, I thought, well, isn't that amazing? And that was long before we moved to Tombstone, Arizona. So I do feel a connection. So when you get what I'm speaking to is when you feel that kind of connection, if you can meditate, relax, both of you at the same time, different locations, ask for a past life regression. But I'm seeing one of you as a young boy with what they call the short pants at the knee. You can't be more than 8 or 9 years old. I'm seeing the rock wishing well look that you would oftentimes see in Ireland, Scotland look. So it could be Germany. I don't think it was France. Could be Portugal or Spain, possibly, but I don't think so. I think it's north. Okay?
Okay. Well, thanks again. And thank you for that other thing, because I think I'll pass on that situation. I think it
good.
Came around to tell me that I'm in a good place now and that I had been there, done that. And when the next person came in who was starting to repeat the same patterns, it was good for me to just say, oh, okay, I can recognize this now, and we're not going to go down that path. So
I'm glad your spirit people sent you.
Oh, God bless
Michelle,
you. Because
I do
that.
Think there's something going on, and I think you listened to the one show you were supposed to.
Is it okay to just kind of pass on it? I guess you said it was yeah, because, I mean, it was like, oh, my gosh, the person was very dark. He could try to commit suicide, and I was like, oh, my God, this is so much dysfunction. And I don't know why I guess maybe in a sense that I didn't know if it was like I was supposed to help him think outside of what he normally thinks outside, but he's got so much anger that this is not a place where I'm at anymore. And I was like, no, can't be here. You know, this is not somebody that I can help, you know.
Well, then you're supposed to know about that.
Okay.
And so in this period of time, and I remember you telling me, and thank you, 2 minutes left, that I had described your son. This is time to pass and to grow, because the karmic relationships you're supposed to finish are now done for this time in your life.
Good.
That's good.
Well, thank you
all
again.
Right.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
I really, really appreciate you, Nancy. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Take care.
You know, I really love being on the radio, and I've invited people. Next week we will have a gal on who has written a book. She is a sister-in-law who has written a book on feng shui. She is so bright and very light energy. You'll love her. And so I do believe in energy, and energy controls us, and that's how we are composed and we manipulate and change. That's how I read you. I become part of you, even though it's in the chat room, which is actually amazing to me. Karen Hypnotist, she's in Northern California, and connect with me, and I'll put a plug in on my website. I'm sure I've already done it. She does past life regression and hypnotherapy. So I love giving a plug to people. My website is nancymatz.com. And as far as a woman who's worried about her son, please try not to tell him that you're afraid. Fear is catchy, and it's contagious, and it plays out. He has such wanting to prove to the world he's a man that to stop him would kill his soul. So you have to be careful, my dear. And I think that was Juniper. Okay, that might have been you. Judy 8862. Okay, don't feel depressed for your son. Be grateful that he has the opportunity to explore his manhood, even though your father has died recently. Only through change can our soul evolve. Always remember that, all right? And we have to allow our seniors to pass away to make room for the next generation. So I know you're depressed and this is hard, but we do move on. Everybody, it's been lovely. I always go, again, enjoy you. I love reading the chat room questions and calling in. Thank you, thank you. I'm not sure how to do it, but if you rate my show or give me favorites or something, does that help? I don't know, but I've had people say that we need to do this. Oh, thank you, Black Widow. Thank you. Thank you for that blessing. Thank you. Much love and peace. Thank you for marking me a favorite, everybody. And thank you very much. Read more about me, nancymatz.com. And I have 4, 5, 6 websites. So thank you. We have 15 seconds left. It goes so fast. I know I didn't even get one drink of my coffee. I did one. Karen, I'd like to touch base with you. Okay, you know that. We have to talk, and I want to talk to you about a couple things. So love you and love everybody that came in the room. Desi's Angels. And let's see, we had about 25 people, I think, tonight. Denise and Kathy. Let's see here. I was going to give guest 2146, Frank G. Redheaded for Obama is in here, guest 2146. Marcy, excellent. Juniper, Moonbeam, of course, we've talked to her. Black Widow, Creek, Authentic. Well, I think I've mentioned everybody. All right. Good night, everyone.